Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida, from Bayanabharata. Today's episode is about benefits of music in learning. We all have heard the wrong belief, accepted by almost everyone, that listening to Mozart makes people smarter. Unfortunately, this is not completely true. Of course, if you select a specific piece of music, it can help a reader to focus, concentrate, and understand better. If listening to music makes you be creative and have good ideas, then for sure, play music when you work or study. Play it at low volume in order not to distract yourself or others. The Mozart example that was mentioned before is related to the effect of people's wrong beliefs. When people who do not often listen to classical music hear this type of music, they feel a bit more relaxed, and as a result, their mindset becomes really productive. But if you are distracted or sing along and dance with it, then it is not working well for your reading. Many times, just a bit of listening will psychologically help you to get rid of a boring reading section. If, just because of this reason, music can help you to overcome a long or difficult reading, then it is useful, especially when it can prevent sleepiness or exhaustion, because these feelings can make you lose your focus and concentration, and the result is rereading. Another useful advantage of playing music when you are reading is that it can slightly prevent you from saying words in your head. At just the right volume, music will fill your head and slowly reduce the natural will of hearing all the words you see on a page. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!